I'm Brandi Taylor in the Sonic Interview Suite at Sonic Boom 2014 with Peter and Liv from July Talk. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Okay, let's talk about your guys' set, because holy crap, so amazing. Have you guys heard about the new president of your fan club after that set?
What's that?
We were interviewing Matt Schultz from Cage the Elephant during your set, and he actually stopped the interview, and he's like, who is this on stage right now? They are so cool. And he even asked, he was like, whose label are they on? Like, do we have a copy of the record? He has a copy of your record.
I know.
And he stood right over there and watched your whole set.
It was weird. He showed up. It was
fucking mind-blowing.
Yeah, we walked up and just right off stage, like just off stage, and he was just like, hey, man. And obviously, we're massive Cage the Elephant fans, and we've looked up to them for a long time. And so it was just like, I looked at him, and I was like, that's not who I think it is. There's no way. And then I realized who it was, and he's holding our album, and I was like, this isn't adding up. But anyway, thank you for telling us who we are, or telling him who we are.
No, but how cool is that, though, when you hear about people that you love their music, and they're like, whoa, we love what you're doing. That's got to be cool.
Well, I kind of think there's an opportunity there in a festival side where bands that would never see you play. And so it's really lucky for us. So we're hearing them play right now, and we can't wait to listen to them.
Pretty much the ultimate pat on the back.
Oh, no kidding, man.
Totally.
So your live show obviously resonates with a lot of people. Even, you know, you guys just played Squamish, and people are coming back and telling us, you know, we're saying, who's your favorite act from Squamish? And they're saying, actually, our favorite set was July Talk. And, like, you're on a set bill with Eminem and Arcade Fire. Why do you think that people are connecting with your live show?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
That's a really hard question to answer. I think that the Squamish set, and I don't know. I mean, that's not it. The real thing is we have a lot of fun. We try to keep our energy high. And I think Leia's taught me a lot about just being really honest on stage and letting whatever is going to happen. And there's no one wants to see you go up there and look cool. And so we're not interested in that.
I think the key to success is don't try and be cool. Accept that you're not cool, and you probably never will be cool.
Nobody's really cool.
Nobody's really cool.
Well, and Peter, you're a little bit of a hometown hero now, because you did grow up here. You know what's funny? After we started playing your song, I got a call from Mrs. Baldwin, your grade 8 French teacher.
Oh, my God. Mrs. who? Sorry, say
Mrs.
Again?
Baldwin.
Oh,
she said she taught you grade 8 French.
She probably had a hell of a time, because I don't speak French.
She said you were a very nice boy.
Was I?
And you were quite bright.
Yeah, that's a very nice thing to say. Thanks, Miss Baldwin.
So how long have you been away to from Edmonton?
I moved to Toronto like right out of high school. I was like, I was really into film growing up and worked in film through my teenage years. And then the minute that I could move away, I moved away. Not because I didn't like Edmonton, but because I kind of always had my eye on Toronto and wanted to work there. But now I get to come back and see Edmonton in a different light, which is this like, I don't want to say this because I'm in Edmonton, but it's not why I'm saying it. It's that, like, at rock and roll shows in Edmonton, people go crazier than anywhere else. And when I saw the Constantines at the Starlight Room, or I saw countless bands, countless shows when I was young, snuck into Black Dice at the Velvet Underground, that was the best show I've ever seen, probably, before when I was underage. And people go crazy, like throwing people off stage. It doesn't happen anywhere else, and don't think that it does. And I really do, we look forward to coming here because people have the same intensity as we do on stage, times 10 in the crowd, you know. So.
And plus, you get to stay with your mom, right? Are you staying
with
your mom?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I stay with my folks for sure. I mean, to be able to play pool with my dad on tour is like something that I could never dream about. You know, when we're on tour, seeing your family is just like outside of your vocabulary. And so I miss them a lot. And Toronto's really far away from Edmonton, so I don't get to see them unless I come here. And so we're doing some college shows here this week, and I just get to hang out and like hear their voices and eat their food and get back in touch with them, which is the best.
It's great for the rest of the band too, because we get to get a sense of, we're all from Toronto and outside Toronto, so it's great to get a sense of what Pete's life was like growing up and seeing the parking lots that he used to drink in and the bleachers and the places by the river and all those things. It's
absolutely
great.
Yeah. Well, it's a special thing for me to come back to Edmonton and show them the special things from my teenage years, for sure.
So what is next for you guys? I know your record just came out overseas.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're touring. We go to Australia next week. and then we do Europe for a month, and then we come back and do 50 American dates, and then that this year is kind of done, and then we go back to Australia. So it's mostly not Canada for the next bit because our record's coming out everywhere else. And it's really overwhelming and kind of scary, to be completely honest. You know, I think to each other, we kind of keep a strong face and we're having a blast and it's really fun and the shows are a blast. But it's really kind of scary looking at our fall and our next winter and spring and everything, because it's just, you don't have days off and you don't really need days off. It's not like you want them, but it's just, it's been a scary time in a good way.
We've kind of toured the shit out of Canada and we've got familiar faces everywhere, which feels really amazing to come to Edmonton and just to have familiar faces. It feels like you're coming home almost in every province that you go to. But we don't have that in the States, and we don't have that in Australia where we've never been, and we don't have that in Europe. So it is kind of like the first day of high school or something like that.
It's like going into a new school. You're like the new kid in school. So we love it. It's a blast. And hopefully our show will continue to grow new faces while we go meet new people in these new areas.
Well, Matt Schultz from Cage the Elephant loves you now, so he can be like the cool older brother
that
shows you around, right?
So. Maybe we can ask him to be our big brother. That's so wild.
Well, thank you so much for coming and playing Sonic Boom. We're so happy to have you, and thanks for coming to chat with us today. It's awesome.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to go watch Cage the Elephant.
Yeah, totally.
You should come.